producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
It's that time of the week again. Dr. Rashid Batar is back. We're doing some advanced medicine. And Dr. Batar, have you ever worn a bow tie?
I actually have once when I was a little kid.
Okay, all right. Yeah, I was going to disqualify you immediately if, as an adult, you wore one. That's just my fashion statement for the night. But
I have never worn one since I've been an adult, though. No.
Yeah, and that doesn't include, of course, tuxedos, where a bow tie is appropriate, of course. But
I haven't worn a tuxedo, I think, since like prom.
True, yeah. You were like the outlier at the Truth About Cancer big event we had in Nashville. We were all in tuxes, and you're in blue jeans. No, you weren't in blue jeans. You were dressed quite nicely, actually. But different,
yeah,
as
no,
it were.
No bow tie.
Now, why do I bring up the bow tie? Because
I have no idea.
This guy, Bill Nye, the bow tie. No, Bill Nye, the science guy, they call him.
Right, right.
He's like the self-proclaimed, or, you know, he's got a show. Maybe he's all about science. He's about debunking things. Maybe he's about kids. I don't know. We're all about science. We like science, right? Nothing against it. And we agree that you can change your mind or your perspective on things that you thought at one time were accurate, and now they're not. But this guy goes in, has a meeting with Monsanto, apparently. He was actually openly saying, you know what, I'm not thinking these GMOs are really a good idea. They could be problematic. And then suddenly comes out and says, you know what, they're so awesome, these GMOs. They're, and I quote here now, an important and perhaps essential component of modern farming. Now, he didn't just say, I've changed my mind a little. He was like, man, they could be essential. And I was like,
it's actually, that part was, disturbing somewhat, yes, I agree with you, and that's the reason that I felt, I mean, you know how often I stand in a story, like once every 6 months, right?
Yes.
This was not a story that actually my wife sent in. This was actually not the executive producer, but I actually sent this one in, and the reason was because of the person who wrote the story, this Dr. Robert T. Fraley, the executive vice president and chief technology officer from Monsanto. What I found really amusing was how he equates Bill Nye with some of these great scientists that had made mistakes and admitted that they'd made mistakes, like Thomas Edison and Albert Einstein. And he goes on to talk about how some of these things that these great scientists, Stephen Hawking, he talks about these people, how they made mistakes and they admitted it. And he comes up at the bat and says, so too bad for the Beatles fans, but good for science. We all have blinders and we all make mistakes. So we keep studying, and when the evidence tells us we've been wrong, we admit it, just like Bill Nye did. You know, the garbage that is coming out of this guy is just unbelievable. I don't know what they paid Bill Nye, but anybody with one freaking synapse, which means you have two neurons that are connecting each other, right? One synapse knows that when you genetically modify something and adjust it and change it and adulterate it and mutilate it and deform it from the creator's ultimate design, you are not doing the smart thing. You are. It's never smart to mess with Mother Nature, is the bottom line.
Well, it feeds into the arrogance of the worship of the mind, right? While I respect the mind as a tool, if you let it run the show, it has no conscience. It will run roughshod over creation. As we've seen, you know, the developments of man and all of his arrogance has destroyed more than it's created, if you will. And I recognize that we've been granted free will, and I think one of the greatest gifts we have is our imagination. But to do so in destruction. And destruction to say, I can do better than the Creator. I can outcreate you. Like, the Creator made a mistake here. He should have, you know, put a tomato gene with a fish gene and put them together. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that we're talking about here. And these scientists, I think they lack that essential connection, or they're denying it, to creation itself. I don't know if I'm saying it correctly or too strongly, but I have a sense that they're lacking something very important here.
Well, I think you're giving them a lot of credence here, actually, because I think there's just something a lot more either simpler or more sinister at hand. Perhaps you're too naive, or perhaps I'm too militant. I don't know, but I think that there's something else more than just them not giving credence. I think that this it's darker than that. I don't know. Maybe that's just me.
Sure.
I'm not really a pessimistic type of person, though. You know that, right, Robert?
Oh, yeah, I know. And I look at this guy, Bill Nye, and he probably is a nice guy, for all I know. I mean, I don't know him personally. But if you go into Monsanto, and I know he claims that he wasn't paid anything to do this, but there are other ways where you're not paid directly where you benefit. For instance, like Dr. Mehmet Oz. We've talked about Dr. Oz. In some ways, he's done some good stuff to be on TV. He's opened people up to certain supplements and things, and that's cool. But at the same time, when his handlers say, you've gone too far, he'll often back down and basically, you know, like, do vaccines on his show, for instance. Now,
and of course, he's not really getting them. He's got saline that's being injected, and it's not through...
Of course he knows better.
Right, of course.
And you know,
another way you can benefit, too, is like if you don't say what we want you to say, we'll break both your legs. So the benefit there is you don't get your legs broken.
Yes, exactly. Or you lose your media status. Bill Nye no longer going to be the science guy. Bill Nye is going to be yesterday's guy. And you know, this is the way the game is played at that level. There are billions of dollars at stake here. And in this case, for a guy to be the science guy and suddenly say a statement as strong as it could be essential, an essential component of modern farming, I'm at a loss unless, again, he's holding stock. Maybe he wasn't paid that moment, but somehow you've sold your soul to something else. And again, am I making sense, Dr. Bitar, when I talk about the mind as a tool as opposed to that which is in control?
Absolutely. No, you are making sense. You know, I like this quote, too, in the beginning of the article where it says, the first principle of science is that you must not fool yourself, and you are the easiest person to fool. And this is attributed to Richard Feynman. And it's interesting that they're using that to talk about Bill Nye. Well, couldn't this also, quote, still be attributed to the Monsanto people?
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, the thing is, they've been rejected in many places around the world. There's rumors, and I haven't been to their cafeteria, that their cafeteria does not serve GMO food because they know better. The people don't want it. And, of course, the Cerellini study, which has now been duplicated and even extended, and, you know, the Cerellini won a court case, I believe, in Italy because what they claimed about him. You know, there's enough evidence to say, you know what? You have not proved that it's safe. Maybe they could say, well, you haven't proved that it causes cancer, right? They'll always say that. But where is the, the fall on the side of a little bit of safety studies before you go hog wild and say, let's unleash this on the environment?
Yep, exactly. And on the human population.
Mm-hmm.
Completely an unknown what the biological burden is on the system, on the biological system, at least, when you start to manipulate the genetic code and modify these various genes in these various types of substances that we consume and then, by definition, assimilate into our own systems because we're utilizing these substances as nutritional basis. And so it becomes incorporated within our own DNA.
Mm-hmm.
And what is the implications, long-term implications? What are the short-term implications? We have no idea.
Yeah.
We just thought we were in a no-man's land.
Well, and Monsanto has paid, is it hundreds of thousands to millions to fund research laboratories and universities like the University of Florida in Gainesville. And, you know, we have helped, along with Natural News, to out these folks that are actually shills and attack dogs for Monsanto and the biotech industry for anybody who questions these things.
Yeah, it's an incredibly irresponsible thing. And actually, you know, Robert, I know this is ad hoc, but I've got my instructor, senior master Antonio Rodriguez here with me from Washington, D.C. He's visiting. And, you know, it's interesting that being a martial artist, it has nothing to do with medicine or health, but one of the things that some of our longest discussions, in fact, especially with his wife, Master Warnes, has been about health and the implications of vaccines and the biological mm-hmm. burden on our system. In fact, Master Rodriguez, you want to say hello to everybody?
Hello, everybody.
Hello, Master Rodriguez. Nice to hear your voice. You've done well. You've done well with your student.
Yes, sir.
But, you know, one of the things that I find really interesting is the broad spectrum of how the audience is increasing. And I actually spoke at Senior Master Rodriguez's third anniversary presentation at in Washington, D.C. over the weekend. And I gave two different lectures. One was very well received. It was on the seven toxicities, and we talked about the Smart Kids Move program that we were launching, which is involving movement and improvement in academic function and cognitive function. But the other component was, because I didn't want to have to repeat myself in the evening lecture, I brought up the thing about the vaccines. I asked how many people want to know about that. And a lot of people raised their hands, so we talked about vaccines. And this is a little bit off topic from Monsanto and such, but it was amazing at the end. Some people were very offended and came up and told some of the instructors that this was not the appropriate venue, while others came up to me and said, thank you for saying that. It was something that we've believed in for a long time, but we're glad that you said it because it needs to be said. And because we're not medical, we're lay people, you know, nobody takes us seriously, so we appreciate you saying it. It was very passionate on both extremes. I even had a 12-year-old that came up to me and thanked me for the presentation and said, that was really, really incredible. I'm so glad that you said all the things that you said, and I want to make sure my mom and dad know about it. So,
wow.
You know, it was interesting to see that even the students, and I mean, in your experience, sir, how many times have you had parents or people talk about the issues of the nutrition or vaccines or whatever in the schools, which has nothing to do with health?
They don't talk. They don't share. But they will like it. But every time we talk individually with them, they really like to know. But they are afraid to talk in public or in front of everybody.
Right.
But
right.
Many times they think in the way that you are, and they would like to hear that information, but they are not open to receive that information in public because they are afraid of the confrontation.
You know what? I think the martial arts schools would be a great venue for us to talk more about these things very directly and openly. And, of course, we've talked about it, too, in the churches and the synagogues and the mosques to recognize that our worship of modern medicine has done us a great disservice, you know, outside of the improvements in sanitation, hygiene, and nutrition, and, of course, emergency trauma interventions. But in terms of prevention of disease with drugs and vaccines, we've gone horribly awry, as Bill Nye has done in his embrace of genetically engineered so-called foods. We've got a lot more healing to do on advanced medicine here with Dr. Rashid Batar. Check out medicalrewind.com for easy access to hundreds of hours of archives as well.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad. But boy, was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Nowadays, there are millions of people with old smartphones, iPads, tablets, you name it, just sitting around collecting dust. And if those are improperly disposed of, well, they contain unsafe toxic materials harmful to you and the environment. But now, these devices can be used as a painless way to help support your favorite GCN shows. Visit DonateMyCell.com. Donations are tax deductible, and if you donate 10 or more devices, you'll receive a special free gift offer. That's DonateMyCell.com. DonateMyCell.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Who's going to protect us from GMOs? Will it be EPA? Not bloody likely, as we find these alphabet soup agencies more in line with protecting the economic interests of industry than the health interests of the people, of we the people. Throughout the dawn of, well, when Harvey Wiley established the food drug, the Pure Food Act in the early part of the 20th century, it was a good thing. It really was. It was like, no, we're not going to allow the chemicals to alter and poison the people by altering the food supply, adulterating it. But, of course, that evolved over the 20th century, and the FDA became a de facto protection racket for drug industry, as the EPA has become a de facto protection racket for polluters. Oh, well, you want to pay us a fine? That's fine. We'll let you pollute some more. And in the case of Flint, Michigan, we looked the other way while lead was being leached out of the pipes, right? And then while all this was going on, Dr. Bittar, evidently they elevated the acceptable level of Monsanto's Roundup glyphosate on fruits and vegetables. Not just by a little bit, but by significant amounts. And we know, as you've written about in the 9 steps to keep the doctor away, I think this would fall under persistent organic pollutants, these pesticides. They belong in nobody. There is no pesticide deficiency disease in any child or animal or human adult. And yet, the EPA says, well, we'll raise the levels while everybody's looking at lead in Flint, Michigan.
But I don't think that they've publicized that. I think this was done silently, was it not?
Yes, it was done in a very quiet way, in a way that was supposed to not be anybody catching attention to it. But, of course, now there are ways to do this.
Community's Digital News picked up on this, and they say the rise in tolerance levels for glyphosate residue came as a result of a petition prepared by Monsanto in early 2012. And the FDA didn't perform independent tests on whether these levels were dangerous or not. It relied on tests, guess what, provided by Monsanto, just like Bill Nye did in making his decision.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's, you know, it just kind of proves, and in fact, while skimming this article, exactly what I was thinking is stated in the article. It proves that the EPA has been bought by Monsanto.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is, as much like I love your brother Shahid, you know, he comes from the political spectrum on the left, but he's also a very much freedom-oriented guy. And I'm not saying this about your brother, but a lot of people on the political left who may be motivated by good thoughts, we want to protect the public, sometimes overlook the fact that we centralize a bureaucracy and give it all the power, that those with all the money will buy into that power and the people will be left out in the cold. And the argument from the Ron Paul school of libertarianism says, you know what, allow the people in the states to handle this, make it a personal or private property matter, and let them, if they violate your right to clean water, clean air, clean food, that they would be liable to suit, and they would be sued out of that behavior before they could harm anybody significantly over the time that the EPA placates them and enables them.
Yeah, I think that's a fantastic idea.
But that point is lost on those who think it is only the government and a large centralized bureaucracy that can protect us, when the evidence shows it's our reliance on a centralized bureaucratic oligarchy that has aligned itself with interests that no one human, even Bill Gates, who could care less about this issue, would be able to buy the influence that these Monsantos or these Mercks and Pfizers can buy.
Yeah, I think that it's historically proven that any significant change, anything that was significant, had any significance from a social impact standpoint, has always come about not based upon the reliance of government or, you know, society or educational, whatever it is. It's always based upon the outcry of the public. And it's when the public's outcry gets to a certain point, that is the only thing that has motivated change. And as long as we don't forget that it is not what we think motivates change, it's not the government or as you say, some of these
bureaucratic agencies.
Exactly. It's never the case. It's always a very simple component, and that is the public's outcry, the public's tiring of the status quo that has made the impetus behind change effective.
Exactly. And in the case of Flint, Dr. Batar, wouldn't it have been better had, instead of providing bottled water to these folks, provide filters for them in every household to filter out the things that we know we can filter out? But no, we're waiting for government to correct it.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
All right, when we come back from this break, we'll talk with Dr. Batar about cancer cures that the FDA does not really care that you... Well, they do care, but not about you knowing about it. As long as you don't know about it, they're good. When you find out about it, trouble. We're going to raise some trouble after this.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy moly.
Mom and Dad decided to get me carnivore as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London,
Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
From the international best-selling book by Dr. Rasha Bittar, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away. We also have a story here out of our friends at Natural News about 9 cancer cures that the medical mafia doesn't want you to know about. And, of course, we've talked over the years about many different things that you've used strategically and in practice and in assisting folks to recover. As we say, we're not the healers. Nature, God is the healer. If people are willing to get out of their way and believe that it's possible, then suddenly all healing becomes possible by definition. I mean, that's the power we've been given. But sometimes we need to know what to do. What are the substances that can help us?
I don't know if you're able to go through any of these nine that are on this list. I know it's not an exhaustive list, but there's some good ones here.
Yeah, actually, I did.
So, I don't know what the order is in terms of its highest priority to lowest, but we'll just go through them as we see them. Turmeric, which is interesting. I guess it's related to an ancient Indian Ayurvedic spice as well, when we talk about curcumin as well. But this is number one on the list, and people are learning about this here in the States.
Yeah, curcumin is definitely a good one and has been used quite extensively.
And I think, if I'm not mistaken, it's a derivative from turmeric, which is the actual Indian spice, and that's known in Ayurvedic medicine for thousands of years.
Yeah, it's actually the basis of a lot of the curries. You're exactly right.
Which I do love, a good curry.
Yeah, yeah.
But don't spill it on your clothes. It'll never come out. I don't know if it's staining the cancer to death or what, but it does something good.
Well, I think this, it's pretty interesting. What all the substances in this list, they're all actually pretty good. There's nothing on here that I saw that I would not agree that had some either immunogenic properties or properties that could be potentially beneficial from a detoxification standpoint or whatever the case may be. So I thought it was a pretty good list.
Yeah, I think number two on the list has become a favorite of mine over the past couple of years, the hemp seed oil. And, of course, we've been working with the CBD for all of its wonderful properties. But even as a nutrient source, cannabis sativa, as they say, the hemp plant, that has the not the THC content so much to cause a high per se, but there are a lot of good things within it. It references some of these things, omega-3s, omega-6, 5% pure GLA, which is also found in spirulina, but this is even higher than spirulina. I find that interesting. And we talk about the need of the government to keep it or pretend that you can't or shouldn't be allowed to grow it, because it could provide so many things that are a threat to so many industries, including the oncological industry.
Yeah, that's a very, very interesting point. What is the motivation for some of these things to not be brought to light? You know, it's kind of maybe going on to an extreme part of what we were about to talk about. I don't know whether you wanted to really get into this, but I've often thought about this. What is the motivation for anyone, whether it be industry or whether it be governmental agency or whether it be individuals, what would be the motivation to not let people at least try this stuff? Because the one thing we know for sure, mm-hmm, is none of these things cause any harm. You know, some people may argue and say, like, let's look at melatonin. Well, melatonin, you know, it has no relationship with sleep. Well, you know, melatonin is actually an antioxidant. That's probably the reason they're talking about this. And it does have many other aspects. In fact, it talks about melatonin reducing oxidative damage in this particular article.
Yes.
It could be the motivation to not let people know.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe we should check in with Bill Nye.
Exactly. Maybe we should talk to Bill Nye. Exactly. You know, I like the number five. Did you notice number five?
No, I hadn't gotten down to that one yet. Let's see.
Yeah, number five was just a really good one. It just says real spring water without added fluoride.
Right. Yeah. Basically, and the water, if you will, as it bubbles out of the ground in a clean source way, has a lot of things that are wonderful as long as you don't add the, you know, the halide, if you will, and that increases uptake of heavy metals. This is problematic as to why, like in Flint, Michigan, or these other municipal systems, they're spending hundreds of thousands to millions, depending on the size of the city, a year to add a toxic waste product of phosphate and aluminum mining, and it guarantees that in your aging pipes, if there are any heavy metals, they're going to be grabbed in, and they're going to be more absorbed than anything, than ever before, without the fluoride even.
Yeah, I just thought it was kind of funny because it says, you know, real spring water without added fluoride. So it's almost like saying clean water without poison.
Right, exactly. Imagine that. And, you know,
moment of doubt, couldn't it? Just like, you know,
it almost is. We're going to have one. Hopefully we'll fit one in. Now, there was a funny image. Our friend Liam Schiff, who wrote Official Stories, put together an image, and it has a reporter in a field of hemp. And he's saying, breaking news, top scientists around the world have discovered hemp plants that run on solar energy. These plants provide food, oil for generators, and building materials at a low cost and grow like weeds. They are illegal in America. Back to you, Dr. Bitar. I mean, it's like, how? Look at all the stuff that it could be doing, and you understand the threat it poses to so many industries.
Yeah. Well, the history of it is what's most intriguing to me, because I did not know the history behind hemp. I really had no idea that it was the entire movement to make marijuana evil was really motivated by an industrialist who was vested in the paper industry and owned all the forests, or all the, I guess.
Right, William Randolph Hearst. And we went into that in Unlock the Power to Heal as well with Ty Bollinger, a good friend. But yeah, these are the backstories. The rest of the stories is such that I think people are finally waking to. As you mentioned, you know, in talking about your Master Rodriguez and talking to the martial arts crew, a lot of folks that are even in the health are still overwhelmed when they hear anybody questioning some of their, for lack of a better way to say it, religious dogma about vaccinations. And they don't want that to come out, because that means they'll have to confront beliefs that are uncomfortable to them.
Right, right, exactly. And this comes back to that that quote that I shared with you once about my lab partner who had made this statement. I don't know whether it was his original statement or whether he was quoting somebody, but he who dictates the narrative controls history.
Right, yeah. You basically can erase one line from history and you've got the future in your palm.
Exactly.
And of course, by eliminating how we got here, as we talked about the medical monopoly many times over the years, and which is why we don't look to Democrats or Republicans to correct the messes that they don't even understand how they happened or occurred. This is the point where we have to bring that healing back home where it belongs, to each and every one of you. I covered a story last hour where a Canadian family is being attacked by the government there because they had one child who died, and they claimed it was from a vaccine-preventable disease that they weren't vaccinated for, but all of the autopsy reports were completely inconclusive. And what they were trying to do is establish a backdoor, because in Canada they're not allowed by their own constitution to mandate vaccines, interestingly enough. And so they're looking for a legal precedent to say they weren't providing necessary care or necessary support, necessary nutrition, whatever they wanted to call it, for the health of their child. And so that they could criminalize parents if something were to happen similar, that they could say, oh, look, that could have been prevented from by a vaccine. Never mind that the vaccine is shown to harm, injure, or even kill and fail at the same time. But that's not what they were looking to do. So it was a backdoor attempt in Canada.
I didn't know that that they're, by mandate, they're not allowed to vaccinate.
Well, yeah, it's basically a prohibition against mandating things like this. Like, I don't think it says specifically vaccines, but the language is clear enough in their constitution that they can't mandate it the way they've done in, for instance, California and other states here in the United States. So they're looking for a backdoor criminal precedent in the courts at this point. And this young man and his family, beautiful family, with this tragedy happening to their youngest child, is interesting. It could be retaliation, because their father has established a company called True Hope that provided really good supplements in the Canadian market, and they often took on the Canadian government for their freedom to provide these supplements. So it might be retaliation down the generations.
That's interesting. I'm familiar with that company. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of pressing tests with nutritional based altercation for neuro,
Yes, you remember it. Yeah, they particularly were working with mental disorders or neurological disorders with great success, and that got the ire of the regulatory bodies conflicted with pharmaceutical interest at Health Canada.
Right. In fact, I think if I remember the story right, the gentleman who started the company has a lot of his family members, I think his wife ended up committing suicide because of mental health issues, and then he had a child that actually did the same thing, and it was pretty rampant in his family, and that was his motivation to actually start coming up with something that might help. And
exactly, yeah.
For a lot of people.
And this was his son, David Stephan, and a nice man. I've had him on before, but it's a heartbreaking story. But again, never let a crisis go to waste if you were the government and the regulatory bodies, along with the drug and vaccine industry. And that's what they're trying to do and target, and it's an outrage. It really is. Breaks my heart, but my heart goes out to them. I want to get in an update from him. Now, go through the list at your leisure, folks. We've got it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Also, medicalrewind.com, one of the easiest places to catch up on advanced medicine with Dr. Rasha Bitar. Hundreds of hours for you to download for free. And lots of other goodies you can find there. Interesting here, a 90-year-old man we're looking at. he rejected cancer treatment and he decides to go on a road trip instead. I'm thinking that could be done at any age, but at 90, of course, interesting.
Yeah, I think that some people may say that was crazy, but the way I look at it, if you're going to do chemo radiation, I'd much rather take that option than just go on a road trip. Of course, there's many other options and that are very effective and that have a lot of promise. But if given the option that it's either chemo radiation or taking a road trip, by far the road trip is a better option. And I'm not saying that just loosely to be facetious here. There was a study that was done in Russia. It was an Armenian study, I guess it was. I had an Armenian doctor who worked for me for a number of years. And in this study, it was a study that they, I think, Robert, we may have talked about this in the past. I don't know whether we have or not. But this was a study. Did we talk about this off the air maybe? The study that was done with the breast cancer and lung cancer patients?
It's been a while.
Okay. So this study was done. They took lung cancer patients and they took breast cancer patients. It was never translated into English, by the way. But they did this study, and what was interesting was that they divided the patient population into of both types of cancer into one group that they were going to treat conventionally, meaning radiation and chemo. The other group they did nothing for, absolutely nothing. And they wanted to see what was the basically took lung cancer and good vitamins you have and breast cancer you have.
Stand by, Dr. Vitar. We got a break. We're going to find out what happened after the break in this study, whether they did chemo radiation or nothing, who fared better. And we have a moment of doubt we're going to squeeze in related to recovery from heart attacks as well.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at gcnminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro 1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Full hour each week with Dr. Rashi Bittar as we do advanced medicine. Archives available all over the place, including our syndicator GCN and medicalrewind.com, also at robertscottbell.com. Now, Dr. Bittar, you were telling the story, and I want to assume most people maybe not know this, the outcome when you're talking about chemo, radiation versus nothing in terms of these cancer patients, but the outcome was a bit of a shock, was it not?
Yeah, exactly. So they had two groups of lung cancer and two groups of breast cancer, one group of lung cancer, one group of breast cancer that did conventional chemo, radiation, whatever was indicated, and the other two groups of lung cancer and breast cancer, no intervention. In fact, no modification of even lifestyle. If they had high-risk behavior, they were allowed to do it. If they smoked, they drank, whatever, there was nothing that they were told to stop. They were just told, just continue doing living life the normal way that you are. So even from our basis, Robert, no manipulation or change in lifestyle. And what they found was an average of 3 points. It was amazing. The people that had chemo and radiation versus the people that had no treatment, the people that had no treatment had a 3.8 times the span of life than the people that ended up having chemo and radiation. So that meant that if the group that had chemo and radiation lived a month, the other group that had no treatment lived 3.8 months. Or if they wow. lived 1 year, the chemotherapy radiation group lived a year, the other group lived 3.8 years. So it was pretty 380% increase in lifespan.
Wow, relative to having the active aggressive treatment. Of course, it makes sense to us. So why would you destroy everything like napalm in the jungles of Vietnam and expect that you're going to be healthier for that? And
exactly.
This and is the...
That this guy, this the story, you know, where the 90-year-old just goes on a trip.
Takes and, off. He's wise enough to know better.
Exactly. You must have read that study.
Yeah, but on you know, so many issues... you know, the medical dunderheads are dunderheads. I mean, what can we say? I mean, there's an article here about Stanford scientists urging pregnant women to get mercury-laden flu shots because they admit they were wrong about weakened immune systems during pregnancy. They used to think, oh, well, in order to prevent the body from attacking the fetus, we think that the immune system is weakened during pregnancy. Well, it turns out, no. Experts are now finding that the immune system's enhanced while carrying the child. I mean, I just want to call them idiots, what they're doing here.
You can go and call them idiots. I won't get upset with you.
Okay. Well, that's how I feel about it. When they, it's like, what do you got to do? Well, that's why I don't worship the mind here. We love to engage the mind. I mean, we use the mind as a tool, but man, don't worship it. And that's the problem. You get to that point and you lose, just like we said on the GMO issue. Connection to unintended consequences. Recognition to be a little bit humble in the face of creation that you don't know better. That if we can mimic it, learn from it, and identify and duplicate it, that's one thing. But now create it. We don't have time to go into a story about U.S. intelligence James Clapper saying that gene editing with this new technology is more like a weapon of mass destruction. We might have to visit that next week, if you don't mind.
Yeah, I think that's a great story, though. We probably do need to cover that.
Yeah, a whole other level of genetic engineering. This is not this is a whole different thing, this gene editing. We'll get into it. But for now, let's talk about people recovering from heart attacks. What might precipitate a better recovery? It's today's
Moment of Duh.
What are you people? On dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Yes, today's Moment of Duh, sponsored by the Romper Room School of Fitness. They figured this out, Dr. Bitar, that physically fit folks may bounce back better after a heart attack than those who are not physically fit.
Yeah, I bet you that they would also figure out that those that were physically fit probably had a lesser incidence of heart attacks, too.
I'm sure of it. But imagine that they had to do a study to say physically fit people may be less likely to become depressed after a heart attack. I mean, we know that there is depression associated with heart attacks and heart insufficiencies, but that also is preceded by many mineral deficiencies prior to even the heart attack occurring.
Yep, exactly. You know, I guess the point there is, though, that if you've been involved with a regular exercise program, chances of feeling as if you don't have any control, that may be part of that. I'm not
sure. Everybody, get moving, please. Do a little fitness. You got an extra day today to do it, but there's a lot more healing to come in the coming days, weeks, and months. Thank you, Dr. Bitar, for another wonderful advanced medicine session.
Thank you, Robert.
Time to remind you folks, it's true, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.